Please follow OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on Facebook at facebook.com/OK Fair Enough. Twitter, our Twitter handle is @OK Fair Enough Pod. And contact us by email at OKFairEnoughPodcast@gmail.com. OK is spelled just the letter O and the letter K. You can listen to the show at Podomatic at OKFairEnoughPodcast.podomatic.com. Please subscribe, comment, and rate us there. Or you can listen to us on Stitcher. We're still figuring out how to not be rejected by iTunes. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. Today, Sean and I discuss cartoons. But first, I asked my kids their thoughts about what they would do if they could create a cartoon of their own. If you could make your own cartoon, what would it be about? Marley, you go first.
It would be a SpongeBob show.
That's not your
mixed
own.
With a tiger show.
How would you have tigers underwater?
They'll have these little swimsuits on. That they can swim around and get eaten by a shark.
Okay. What about you, Eddie? What if you could make a cartoon, what would it be about?
It would be a dog trying to steal carrot from a bunny.
It would be a dog trying to steal carrots from a bunny?
Yeah.
Dogs don't eat carrots.
Yeah, they do.
I know, but cartoons are to pretend some.
Yeah, cartoons are pretending.
Okay. They're not lying. Cartoons are pretend. They are not documentaries. Then I asked them what are some of the worst cartoons they've ever seen.
Oh, Downton Abbey.
That's not a cartoon. And then they told me about something called Sanjay and Craig or some shit. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
It's about a talking snake and a guy who played pranks. It's not funny.
But a tiger underwater in a swimsuit getting eaten by sharks would be funnier?
Yeah, it's way more funnier since it's my invention.
And then they told me how we can make cartoons even better.
People to be stupid.
People to be stupid.
Yeah, okay. People to be stupid.
Okay, anything else?
People to be dumber.
I honestly think that Nickelodeon might actually... This may be their model for creating shows. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
All right, cartoon time.
I couldn't really think of anything to talk about with cartoons until I just wanted to bring up Invader Zim.
Mm-hmm.
It is hands down like one of the best cartoons I've ever seen, and no one knows about it.
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you much about it.
Basically, it's a cartoon about this space alien who's called an invader. Mm-hmm. And his job is to go scout foreign planets and size it up for his race back home to come and invade the planet. However, this particular invader, while very bloodthirsty like they want, also completely incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And so his leaders decide they're going to send him off to some uncharted planet that they never plan to invade, and it's Earth. And he has to kind of masquerade as a little boy. And this is a show that was designed for, I'd say, kids between the age of like 9 and like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it only made it on the air like 2 years. And it's brilliant. There's so much adult humor that's kind of hidden in there. Mm. And some adult humor that's not hidden at all. It's out in the open. do you have any cartoons that like you think are totally underestimated that you don't think anybody else knows about that you love?
Tell you the truth, no.
No. All right.
I mean, my favorites are pretty mainstream. Family Guy, Simpsons. Beavis and Butthead. Fucking loved that shit growing up.
That changed everything for a while. First, The Simpsons changed everything regarding what a cartoon could be.
It changed on how long a cartoon could be on air.
It changed how long a show could be on the air, regardless of their pens and markers involved. But with The Simpsons, all of a sudden you find out that adults will watch something that's animated as long as it's funny.
Yeah.
So will teenagers, and there is a certain level of things that you can get away with and still stay on the air.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that they do on Simpsons and Family Guy, if you did them live action, people would be mortified.
Oh, yeah. I think Peter getting the shit kicked out of him by a chicken They'd all be really confused. And I don't think a guy in a chicken suit can really... Nah. Like, I don't think you could do that as like a traditional, like, Everybody Loves Raymond sitcom.
Well, not just necessarily the violence, but you talk about, like, if you had a little baby... And get over the obvious difficulties of filming a little baby that can talk like a gay British man.
Yeah.
Even if you could, like, put the voice, like, look who's talking to, do it like
it
that.
It wouldn't be any good of, that
it
way.
It wouldn't be any good, yeah.
Because Stewie knows, like, kung fu and shit.
And he's smarter than everybody else in the show, and he's, you know, 1 year old.
And his gait, the way he walks, the way his feet just kind of go to, like, you cannot replicate that on a human. You can't. That's one great thing about cartoons. It's just the fact that you can make things that are completely impossible and wouldn't look right if a human being did it.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Well, and you can also, you don't have to do just humans. You can do a big fucking French fry box.
Yeah, a big French fries box and a meatball.
Fucking meat wad.
We talked about online entertainment last time.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about cartoons in general, where when you have as many options, as many places to show these cartoons now, again, it's with everything, with pornography, with anything, you will find an audience eventually if you just keep putting it out there.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with very many online cartoons except for, like, have you ever seen, like, llamas wearing hats?
I think that's more of a meme than a...
No, it's an online cartoon. Is it? There's only like 5 episodes. I can't even begin to describe it. You'll have to see it.
I mean,
it.
As soon as you say llamas wearing hats, and I'm like glaze over.
Well, it's two llamas, and they're wearing hats, and they're having a conversation. And a lot
that
of...
That sounds about as interesting as I was before.
You have to see you have to see it. Again... There's an audience for everything there.
Do you consider claymation cartoon, or is that different?
I consider claymation creepy.
Well, I think that's because you watched Nightmare Before Christmas, and that's where you go.
Nope, it's because I watched Jack Frost, and that old school stop motion, like, you know, the era of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and he's making out with this girl he really likes, and then he finds out she's evil. And when I was 5, that affected me. She had these weird teeth, and they became fangs. The claymation, stop motion animation creeps me the fuck out.
Okay.
I don't know why. You could do the exact same thing where people have colored cells and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board.
All right. Well,
I didn't like the Box Trolls for that reason.
Box Trolls?
Yeah, the movie. You haven't heard of Box Trolls, the movie?
Don't think so.
Okay. I don't know if it's based on Box Trolls, the book. I don't know if that's a book.
I didn't know there was a book.
But it's a stop-motion animation film that came out a couple years ago called The Box Trolls. And so far as story is concerned, wonderful story. Voice acting, great. A fun little movie. Stop-motion animation creeped me the fuck out.
Okay, so you don't consider it a cartoon, or no?
I consider it my own personal Vietnam. Okay. That shit scares the hate.
I was trying to segue into Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh.
Because...
Oh, no. I consider... Okay, yeah, in that case, I do consider it, I guess you could say, a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did you hear that they're bringing that back?
They're bringing back Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes. I don't know if it's on MTV. I don't remember what channel it's on.
It would have
to
be.
I fucking hope not.
No?
Why the fuck? I fucking hate MTV. First of all, it shouldn't be called MTV anymore. MTV stands for Music Television.
It should be called TV.
It should be called Shitty TV. Yeah. STV. STDs.
Shitty Teledicks.
Well, because half the shows are about, you got the teen pregnancy one, then you got like Road Trip. I don't even know if that's even... Actually, I have no idea if that's even still on. I haven't watched an episode of...
They have so much quote-unquote reality TV on MTV. I can't watch it. MTV used to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had Beavis and Butthead.
Daria.
Fucking... I don't know if you knew Syphil and Ollie. I really liked that. Huh. It was two sock... It's not animation, but it's two sock puppets that talk to each other.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Drugs makes it really good.
Drugs makes everything good. Stay in school, kids.
Not jail. But yeah, Celebrity Deathmatch, all that, it was great. And now, it's just stupid, unoriginal... You know, that's a debate for a different episode. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as cartoons are concerned, though, I mean... I think it begins and ends with Family Guy for me.
Really?
It really...
I'm a Simpsons guy.
Well, see, that's the thing. I watched Simpsons until I was about 15. After that, it's not that it got bad. It's just like... It just seemed like it overstayed its welcome, personally.
I think that's part of the problem with The Simpsons, is that that first crop of writers who made it great went away.
Yeah.
And started their own. Conan wrote the monorail. Yeah. I mean, Conan was great. Dana Gould was on there for several years. But he was in there during the initial decline.
Who's the guy associated with Simpsons that died recently?
Sam Simon.
Okay,
he helped create the show, and he was with them for the first two seasons or something.
Okay,
and he didn't settle. He said, "No, I don't want to buy out. I want a cut of the show." He retired in his mid-30s.
Did he get the cut?
Oh yeah.
So he's got perpetuity.
He makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Well, not anymore. But
well, his estate does. Yeah, and he donated a lot of it to charity.
Oh, I'd imagine. But if you're making that much money for not doing anything, I would.
I will tell you what the decline caused the decline of The Simpsons generally is shows like Family Guy, South Park.
Oh yeah. Can't forget South Park.
No, you can't forget South Park. And that is definitely animation.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely animation. It might not be.
I think it's technically stop motion animation, and it doesn't bother me.
No.
I guess it has to be look three dimensional.
Yeah, but some of that shit, like Gumby, that shit was a little creepy.
Shut the fuck up about Gumby.
Well, you were telling me about Simpsons a little while ago. I can't remember what we were talking about. You were talking about like how the first episode was so horrible.
Oh, the first episode of Simpsons, the animation, they send that out to Korea because that's how American cartoons are done. That's a Simpsons joke. The quality of it came back so poor, they realized we cannot show this on television. We'll never make it to the second episode. And I believe the season finale of the first season of The Simpsons is that episode where Bart and Lisa get a baby. And the babysitter turns out to be this sociopath. That was supposed to be the first episode of The Simpsons, but that's the episode that they animated where the animation was terrible. So they took a Christmas special that was meant to be shown later in the season, and they said, we're going to make this our opening episode.
What's funny is Family Guy actually kind of, like, they kind of mentioned that. There was one part where it was at the end of the episode, and they made a joke about... you know, they didn't care about Fox. They did said something against Fox, and they were like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, calm down. We don't want to piss them off." And Peter's like, "Ah, screw them." And then the next scene is him walking to go get or he says, "I'm going to go get a beer." And then all of a sudden, it turns into that really crappy, like animation. And Simpsons looked like.
Yeah, well, they make jokes on the on Family Guy about the Simpsons, like, "Man, we all sure were different back then," and the animation isn't as good as it is now, but it's still good-ish.
Yeah.
And the voices are slightly different from what they are now, but they're still there. Like, Louie was like, I forgot the baby's name. Stewie. Stewie had like an Australian accent or something.
Well, what's cool about Family Guy, seeing some of the old sketches from when Seth MacFarlane first was writing back when he was at RISD. And, like, his concept of it was, Peter was pretty much the same, the dog was kind of the same, but everything else
But Peter was also a much older character, I think, in his first one, and so was Lois, but I don't think she was called Lois. Mm-hmm. And there were no children. I think the show was about the relationship of the man with his dog. And it wasn't called Family Guy either. Matter of fact, did you know that Peter Griffin's voice is actually based on a security guard that Seth MacFarlane had at that school? I love that. I love learning little bits of trivia that. Like, Matt Groening named all of the Simpsons characters out of his own family.
Oh, wow.
You don't know the story of how he created The Simpsons?
Not really.
Okay, before he created...
I know Hank Azaria fucking voices 80% of them, but anyway.
What?
No, I said I know Hank Azaria voices like 80% of The Simpsons.
Hank Azaria is the most underrated actor in Hollywood. He's great. But when Matt Groening was originally... he had a cartoon already, or a comic strip that he had, called Life is Hell.
Okay.
And I actually owned these books back in the day, and they're a lot more adult than even The Simpsons were. Wow. Like he would draw genitals on these weird little rabbit characters.
He put veins and shit.
No, they're very cartoony, not very defined. No, okay. None of them like bent to the left or anything weird like that. They were just little cartoon dicks. But he was going to a meeting because Tracy Ullman had a show coming out where she wanted to have a little animated interludes to go into and to come back from commercial with. And Matt Groening was in there to talk about his Life as Hell comic strip. And he all of a sudden got concerned, like, what if this show gets canceled in 6 episodes and I somehow lose my rights to Life as Hell? This is how he'd been making his living. So he just got out a piece of sketch paper real quick, and he just really quickly drew up Homer, Marge, Lisa, Bart, and Maggie. Like, and Matt Groening's father's name is Homer. His mother is Marge. His sister is Lisa. Bart, he was like, he should be a brat. How should I? Bart! Okay. Yeah. Like, literally, that's what he did. He just switched the letters. And now we have The Simpsons from something he did on the fly in the waiting room.
Wow.
Going into his meeting with Fox executives.
Arguably the most successful cartoon of all time.
Yeah. That is the greatest half-court shot in the history of American television.
That's like shooting it from the moon and hitting it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You're right. Yeah. We just put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up on the moon, give him a space basketball, tell him to chuck it.
Yeah,
it's probably going to burn up in the atmosphere.
Well, yeah, but that's a different story.
But you give it to Matt Groening.
Yeah.
Rocket arm.
Fucking sunk it. Swish, baby.
Yeah, dude. The Simpsons is hands down my most favorite cartoon of all time.
That is. Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, what your favorite was. Oh. Now, has it always been your favorite? Like, when you were a kid, what was your favorite?
Well, I mean, there was a time when The Simpsons didn't exist. Well, I acknowledge that.
See, not for me. We actually had this conversation. Some people. Well, no, kind of. But well, you're like, I remember. Three. Yeah. But you made the conversation. There were fully functioning adults today that don't know a world without
The Simpsons. It debuted in 1990 or 1989. Either way,
it was something
here we are 25 years later. There are fucking people, there are architects designing buildings that don't know a world without The Simpsons.
Absolutely.
That's insane to me. I mean, I understand, like, oh, there are people that don't know what. Now, that being said, there are a lot of people that don't know a world without Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Who are collecting Social Security.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Mickey Mouse goes back to the, 10s?
There are people
20s.
That are dead that don't know a world without Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Yeah. But that being said, it's different with that because they don't continuously come up with new material as
much. It wasn't a series that that had 20 episodes every season for
24
25 years.
Episodes every season. They're well over 500 episodes, I believe, now. I mean, FX had to do that marathon, every Simpsons ever. They did a marathon of every Simpsons episode they ever made. It took 12 days.
Jesus.
That is not even an exaggeration. It took 12 days.
Continuous?
Yes.
Jeez.
24 hours a day. I mean, it took them, I think, 2 days just to get through the good seasons.
Did they play the movie at the end?
No. This one thing that they did that was brilliant is they took a break at the end of that season. I think it's like the end of like the 2008 season. Mm-hmm.
Played the movie
and then played like the 2009 nice. Season because The Simpsons included the movie in their canon.
Yeah.
Well, what canon there is? Yeah. The Simpsons. I mean,
it's a linear. They try to be linear, but let's be real. There's not really a lot of linear about it. It's like a loop because obviously it resets every year because they're the same fucking age.
Exactly. But Bart and Lisa never. You know what? There's probably some nerd out there who's sitting there who has figured out like. In order for the things to have happened in The Simpsons in real time, then Bart and Lisa should be 37 years old. You know, and to be honest, I'm noticing a trend with Family Guy. Same thing with The Simpsons.
Well, Seth MacFarlane pretty much said at this point he would cancel it if it wasn't so famous.
Yeah.
Because he at this point, he's he said he's on autopilot.
Yeah.
I mean, because now he's a well-known actor-ish.
Yeah. He's a successful film director, writer, and actor.
He doesn't have to do Family Guy anymore. But he also doesn't want to disappoint his fans.
Sure.
Because that's what made him famous. He knows that he would be nothing without Family Guy.
He would have nothing.
Yeah.
The fans brought the show back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Twice.
And same thing with Futurama.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why The Simpsons started going downhill when it did, right around season 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. Well, Matt Groening's now working on Futurama.
Yeah.
That's his baby. That's the show he loves.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, you didn't answer my question.
Your
favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid. It was The Simpsons. No.
Fucker!
I don't know. Like, that's the thing is, when I was a kid, a lot of shows didn't last more than 2 or 3 years. So at one point it was Voltron, then it was He-Man, then G.I. Joe, then Transformers, then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't forget
TMNT.
Oh.
No, it's a lot of fun watching the new stuff with my kids. because they really like it. And I
have you showed them the movies?
I showed them the first movie, and they really liked it. And I died a little inside. Because
You don't like the movies?
I didn't really like them that much when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really... My whole thing that I took away from the first Ninja Turtle movie was like, oh, my God, Raphael said, damn. Like, four times, guys. Four times. This is some real grown-up shit we're getting to watch. It was really disappointing. And I never even saw part two.
I love the first three. Now, I never watched the newest one they came out with, because that just looks so horrible, personally.
The live-action one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, those were live-action, but...
No, they did one animated. They did one animated one a few years ago that was actually released in theaters. That, yeah, from what I understand, isn't that bad.
Oh, I'm not talking about that one.
And then they did the one where Johnny Knoxville voiced Leonardo that came out last summer.
And it was like Megan Fox's...
Yeah. And cool. I don't know a soul that enjoyed it. I knew it was going to be shit. That is one trend right now that I'm starting to see, and it's starting to kind of piss me off a little bit.
Everything getting remade.
Yeah. Now, that being said, everything that's getting remade now from the classic stuff, for the most part, is better than the classic stuff.
Probably.
The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is better than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles we grew up with.
Mm.
In the animated series, not the movies. Yeah. All the movies are shit.
Yeah.
But let's just make that perfectly clear. But the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is better. My daughter, for a while, was into My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. For a little while, I was a closeted brony.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, a brony? Great. This is perfect. A brony? Are you familiar with the television series My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic? Nope. Okay. you are not a brony. A brony is an adult male fan of the series. We used to just call them creeps.
Pedophiles.
Yes. But now they're bronies.
Hey, little girl. Do you like My Little Pony? I got a little pony for you.
They did a documentary about it, and that's a line from the documentary. But he was actually handing out My Little Ponies. And someone that was like a staff sergeant in the army, a pretty able-looking dude. And he goes...
That's not a joke?
No.
Oh, shit. I thought you were joking.
What, that a brony? No, brony is a real thing.
No,
dude.
The documentary about the guy giving out...
No, that's a real thing. You know, he's at a My Little Pony convention dressed as a My Little Pony. Rainbow Dash, if I'm right. Actually, I know that I'm right. I just don't want to make it seem like I know as much about this series as I do. I am so full of shame.
Your shame is so obvious.
Oh, no. But the truth is, the new show is actually good. Okay. It's funny.
I'll take your word for it.
It's funny. And it's one thing that I think you and I both made a note of that we wanted to talk about, where its cartoons are so much better now than they were when we were kids. They're not made just for kids. People figured out parents watch this with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got to throw in some stuff for them.
Well, yeah, I showed you that link of that was like 27 minutes of Animaniacs. Yeah, that was.
And Animaniacs was ahead of its time.
Oh, so fucking good.
It was ahead of its time in that respect.
Pinky and the Brain, by far the fucking best segment on that show.
I can't argue. I can't argue. No, I remember there was
Pinky, her Brain, what are we going to do tonight? Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
fucking Pinky and the Brain. They got their own show for a while. Yeah. Just Pinky and the Brain.
Well,
and then they brought in Elvira from Tiny Toons and
Ruins. Yeah, Animaniacs was initially a bit from Tiny Toons. Like, it went, Tiny Toons had Animaniacs in it, then it became just Animaniacs.
You're right!
Yeah.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
I know you're right. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it, would you?
Oh, well, I don't know if I can.
No, it's with the Animaniacs.
One is fucking solid.
You sent me something on Facebook, like really inappropriate jokes that only adults would understand. Yeah. And one of them that they didn't put in there is the one that I associate most with an adult joke. Mm-hmm. Where if you're 8 or 9, you may not get it.
Mm-hmm.
Where Yakko is singing a song about the solar system, and that when he's done singing about it, Wacko comes up and goes, "You forgot about your anus," and Yakko just goes, "Good night, everybody," and that's the end of it. Now, I was 13 seeing this, and I'm just like, nobody's going to get this but me. Mom and Dad don't understand why that's funny.
Uranus.
Yeah, Animaniacs was ahead of their time, though, in terms of burying adult jokes in the cartoon. Now, well, it's really common.
No, I mean, you can't say that. I mean, if you go back and look at Looney Tunes, look at Pepe Le Pew. He was a little rapist.
There's a difference. Like, there's a difference. Looney Tunes was made for adults.
Was it?
Yes. Looney Tunes was the Simpsons of their day.
I mean, you got the Yosemite Sam hunting down a fucking rabbit.
Yeah, they're really violent and fucked up.
Fucking.
There's a Tom and Jerry where Jerry's trying to help out a bird escape from Tom, and Tom finally catches the bird, and the bird's in his mouth, and Tom smiles real big. Jerry walks up with a hammer and smashes out his teeth.
Wow.
It made me...
Are you sure you're not thinking about Itchy and Scratchy?
No! No, and that's the only difference between Itchy and Scratchy and Tom and Jerry. Blood.
Yeah.
Lack of blood. That is it. Nice. It's Tom and Jerry has no understanding of cat or mouse anatomy. Itchy and Scratchy appear too.
This is a little bit off. It's not quite off topic. I guess you could still consider it a cartoon, but the Mad Magazine. You remember the Spy versus Spy?
Yeah.
That was like, I don't know why, but
well, they did
like
animated shorts kind of, for Mad TV.
For Mad TV, yeah.
And now, there's a new Mad TV that's, or at least it was on the Cartoon Network.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like animated sketches. Mm. Kind of like a Robot Chicken, but for like 10 or 11 year olds. Weird thing about Robot Chicken, I mentioned I hate stop motion animation. Love Robot Chicken. maybe
it's because Seth Green just made it that much better.
I don't know. Maybe the way they did the stop motion animation, it doesn't bother me as much.
Well, they used a lot of, like, instead of using like clay, they used a lot of like figurines and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not, it wasn't as, because clay is very creepy.
Clay, yeah. And like, I don't want to see the clay mater's finger print. On Rudolph's fucking dick. I don't need to see that.
I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but I swear they did there was like an alternative Rudolph claymation where it like turned very violent.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's Rudolph 2 where like Rudolph shows up with a fucking a razor knife and a blowtorch.
No, what happens in Rudolph 2, he actually drowns in a lake, and then when kids come to camp, he attacks them. Wait a minute, no, that's Friday.
I was actually listening to that going like, oh my god, they made this?
No.
And then it was just like, oh no, that's a Friday the 13th joke.
That was a horrible Friday.
You had me for a minute, though.
Did I?
Good for you.
Yeah.
What was your favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
I mean, if I...
Follow-up question.
To tell you the truth, if I had to be honest, Muppet Babies.
You're bullshitting me. Are you serious?
No.
Because when I said follow-up question,
uh-huh.
What I was going to say as a joke was, were you a Muppet Babies kid or a Smurfs kid? Because they came Muppet on at Babies. The same time Saturday mornings.
I don't remember Smurfs. I didn't dislike Smurfs. I actually did like it. Papa Smurf, can I lick your ass? Lick my ass, bitch.
Where'd that come from? I need clarification right away.
I actually have no idea. It's something Steve says all the time. I think it's from like a song or a poem. But as soon as I said Papa Smurf, it just fucking triggered. Because I've never said the name Papa Smurf without doing that joke.
Wow.
Papa Smurf.
You got Pavlov's dog thing going on there, but
anyway. But fucking Muppet Babies, like Fozzie and
I'm gonna tell you exact. Oh no,
Gonzo. That's the name of the
animal.
Animal, yeah. Fucking badass.
It sounds suspiciously like Hervé Villechaize. The plume, animal. It's very, very similar.
Timothy Ferrucky.
One thing, and I'll tell you why. I realize why I preferred the Muppet Babies over Smurfs. Because back when I was a kid, you had to do something called make a choice. You couldn't record every goddamn cartoon on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You had to sit there, and if you moved, you missed out.
Yeah.
Did Mom and Dad understand that? No. I have to watch Rude Dog and the Dweebs at 11:30. I apologize. Mm. That's how fucked up my memory is. Nobody remembers Rude Dog and the Dweebs, but they had a Saturday morning cartoon show for a year. But the reason I preferred Muppet Babies over the Smurfs was plain and simple just because the Muppet Babies had better jokes.
Yeah.
The Smurfs weren't funny.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies were funny. There's one joke that Kermit, there was an episode where Fozzie decided he didn't want to be a comedian anymore. Because he realized he wasn't funny.
Waka waka.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's like, at the end, he's like, I gotta go. I got a little joke. I mean, smoke in my eye. Oh! Which implies that the Muppet Babies smoked in their nursery. But,
oh, yeah. Like, when I remember Muppet Babies, I can, like, only really remember certain parts of it, but as soon as you said the nursery, I automatically, I totally forgot about the giant fucking woman. You only see her legs.
That's Nanny. Those are her socks.
Yeah.
I made a Nanny sock reference at softball the other day.
Did anybody get it?
No one under 30. But back to the Fozzie Bear episode, there's one joke from that I still tell. That's funny. Kermit was trying to show him how to be a comedian. And he goes, well, okay, Fozzie, check this out. Look how easy this is. And it's what do you get when you cross an elephant and a frog? A flat frog. It's a cute little joke. And I learned it from Muppet Babies. I loved how they...
Animal on animal violence.
Do you know why they originally started putting in that stock footage?
Stock footage?
Yeah, some Muppet Babies had stock footage throughout the show.
Hmm.
You don't remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. an old black and white train.
Yeah.
The reason, okay. You know why they did that?
No.
Save cost on animation.
Okay, fair enough.
That
yeah.
is the only reason they did it. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
They made it work. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and actually, yeah. I'm just realizing, I'm sure I watched every episode of that because I fucking loved Muppet Babies.
I'm sure I even saw like the deleted
scenes. But I forgot so much of the shit until you're like, all of a sudden you're triggering these memories.
See, I don't remember how to do algebra, but I have an encyclopedic knowledge of television. Is that I'm sure that'll pay off someday.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, Muppet Babies was probably my number one overall when I was a kid.
Yeah.
For a while.
Looney Tunes was solid. I'm trying
Looney
to remember.
Looney Tunes is still solid.
Yeah.
It's timeless.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. Wile E. Coyote
yeah.
has bought thousands upon thousands of explosives.
He had to have been a millionaire.
How are you going to be a millionaire buying all these bombs and not end up on a government watch list?
Yeah. Well, before
9/11. Yeah, well, God, man, that really is a fucking line in the sand, isn't it? Cartoons pre 9/11, cartoons post 9/11.
I think in an alternate universe, he's actually Maximilian.
Maximilian from what?
From Tiny Toons.
Montana Max.
Yeah, and so he actually became Wile E. Coyote in the adult years. That's why he has all that money.
That's not a terrible idea.
No, it's a horrible idea. It doesn't make any sense.
I was trying to be nice to you.
I appreciate that.
And you know what the other thing was? Tiny Toons was one of the first cartoons that I had seen. Because Tiny Toons came out when I was like in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I'm right at that age where cartoons are starting to not be a cool thing to watch.
Yeah.
Thank God Tiny Toons came out. So it was a cartoon that was funny
mm-hmm.
and well-made and creative. Now, I watch it now as an adult, and I'm like, wow, this is shit. It's not that good. But Animaniacs still holds up, and yeah. I still enjoy Animaniacs. And there's a channel called The Hub.
The Hub.
It's yeah, I have it on DirecTV, but they do show a lot of old cartoons. They show Gem and the Holograms.
The fuck?
Wow. Yeah, you are a few years younger than me. Gem and the Holograms was a cartoon series about a girl who worked as a recording executive by day, but was secretly superstar Gem. And she turned into Gem with magic earrings.
So this was like Hannah Montana like 30 years ago?
Worse than Hannah Montana, because Hannah Montana didn't have pop star enemies that were always trying to foil her shows. Gem had to fight against the Misfits. Who were four girl, and the Holograms were Jim's band, by the way. And the Misfits were four bad girl rock stars who, like, Jim and the Holograms would be recording in a studio, and in would fly the Misfits on a hang glider. All four of them on one hang glider. I'm not making this up. To try to foil their recording session.
That sounds like a horrible show.
it's pretty bad. And guess what? It's being remade.
Because you have to.
Yeah, they're either doing a movie. Yeah, because people are retards.
Yeah.
You've got to do it. It's either going to be a movie or a new television series.
Any cartoon movies that you were into now or then?
The Disney Classics movies when I was a kid I really enjoyed. Cinderella and Pinocchio and all that shit.
Yeah, we didn't even, like, tap Disney.
No.
Which is, like, a whole different genre. I mean, it's just so much.
Disney Pixar has revolutionized the way cartoon movies are done, and
it's like a stop motion mixed with
it's computer animated.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how they do it. I think you just draw on computers.
Probably.
I think you literally take a crayon and go up to your computer screen and you just draw Lightning McQueen and then you slap it and it moves. Right? That's how it's done.
Sounds about right.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Because that's
I'll leave you to your delusions.
I have a 5-year-old's understanding of how it's done. But all the Disney Pixar movies are good. Oh, come on. Name one that you didn't like.
Name one that I saw.
Really? You haven't seen any of them?
I don't really like cartoon full-length movies.
You haven't seen Toy Story?
I think I watched it, but I was still, like, fairly young when that came out. When I say, I mean, I think
it came
I was
out
still
in 95.
Like, middle... Is it really that long ago?
Yeah, it came out in 95.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, 100% sure, because the reason that Lightning
McQueen... Well, 95, was... I was 10.
Yeah. So... yeah, it should have been...
I'm pretty sure I watched Toy Story then, but I could have... Are you sure? I don't think that was 95.
I'm 100% sure it was 95.
And wow, it was 95. Holy fuck, nice.
100% the reason I know that is because Disney Pixar films, within their movies, hide a lot of inside references.
I've heard about that.
And the reason Lightning McQueen's car is number 95 is because Toy Story was released in 95.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm shocked that you can't get into Disney Pixar movies, because they're so good.
Yeah,
The story is solid, they're funny, the animation is gorgeous.
I mean, I've watched some. I know I watched Finding Nemo, I think.
That's so good!
It was not bad. I mean, I don't know, I can't... If I'm going to watch a cartoon, it's got to be a very short, like, attention spans for cartoons. So, like, half an hour is more.
That's why Family Guy works so
well
for you.
Exactly, because it's 25 jokes. Minutes. It's rapid-fire joke. And each episode is broken down into, like, 5 or 6 segments.
And they also, if you're getting a little bored of what's happening, they can flash over to, you think that's bad? How about the time I went on a bike ride with Pol Pot?
And now... Conway Twitty.
Yeah. Okay. So with you, okay, because
I'm a victim of my times. I have a very short attention span. I'm not sure if I'm quite ADHD, but I'm definitely close enough.
Well, I think more people are becoming that way. And well, it's fun to watch guys like South Park. Have you seen the episode where they make fun of Family Guy?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've seen parts of it.
One thing that they talk about when they're making a show is they do not. Oh, is that old Roger Rabbit and old fat, yucky Jessica Rabbit?
This might be one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, everybody, we're going to put this up on Facebook. Roger, a very rundown and sad Roger Rabbit, is sitting next to his very much let-herself-go wife, Jessica Rabbit. See, that... That ruins so many really confusing boners I've had in my lifetime. Jessica Rabbit was such... I honestly bet you cash money that if there was a way to verify this, I think I masturbated thinking about Jessica Rabbit no fewer than 10 times. There's a porn star now named Jessica Robin who looks strikingly similar to Jessica Rabbit. She's spectacular. I wish she wouldn't giggle while she gets fucked, though.
I have to do research.
Yeah, that's Jessica Robin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? You get it?
Oh, hey.
Yep. See? There you go. Yeah. She's going to be in the new parody, Who Fucked Roger Rabbit?
I'm sure that's already been
made. And the answer's going to be Jessica Robin. Roger Rabbit, played by an actual rabbit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Rabbit porn.
Yeah, man.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
About rabbit porn?
Yeah.
Animated or not?
Yes. Okay. Well, it's the question. Would it be two rabbits going at it, or would it be...
Have you ever seen rabbits going at it?
Yeah, I did. Remember?
Yeah, you raised them. They just kind of go at it really hardcore.
I remember
about 20
you recorded
seconds,
them
and then,
one time. And
yeah. Yeah, I did. We talked about porn a couple episodes ago. It was hard to come by. This was something penetrating something in front of me. It had to be documented.
It would only lasted 15 seconds, kind of like those videos I was downloading back then.
Yeah, kind of like me when I have sex.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
With anything.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit. Rabbits.
Apple pie.
Apple pie. John. So that's the show. Please be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/okfairenough. Follow us on Twitter at okfairenoughpod. Contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. And you can listen to the show at okfairenoughpodcast.podomatic.com and on Stitcher. We may not be on Podomatic much longer, where the customer support is just terrible. We've been emailing them asking for help and gotten none. So don't be surprised if we announce shortly that our location location has changed. Starting on May 17th, Sean and I are recording new episodes. If you have something you want us to talk about, let us know. We will be talking about conspiracies and conspiracy theories. Thanks to our listener, Chris, down in Austin, Texas. Thanks very much, guys. We'll see you in a few days.